This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. The latest tragedy involving migrants off the coast of the Italian island of Lampedusa highlights yet again the perils they face in their bid for a better life in Europe. Naval and Coast Guard vessels recovered 14 bodies and rescued around 200 people after a migrant boat sank on Monday in the sea between Libya and the southern island. This incident comes after dozens were drowned in a similar tragedy last week. With less than 2 weeks to go before European parliamentary elections, the issue of immigration has become a hot political topic, with Italian politicians repeating long-standing calls for other countries in Europe to do more to help. I spoke to the director of the European Agency for Fundamental Rights, Morten Karum, who says there is still a way to go to formulate a joint European response on the issue of migration.
There is a basic right in refugee law and also in international human rights law that people should not be returned to a country where they risk persecution and where they risk being tortured, for example. So there's an obligation on member states to offer protection that follows from the Refugee Convention. So that's a so-called non-refoulement principle. Secondly, I would say that for then people staying in Europe, there are, of course, basic rights also governing their life in Europe. So, for example, irregular migrants, do have rights as everybody else in the sense that we have human rights because we are human beings. So small children, for example, have access to primary school education. So on the one side, there is the protection against being returned if you are in danger when you come back home, and you have rights when you are in Europe.
How are EU members adhering to this?
EU member states generally have a high level of protection. I would say in relation to refoulement, so the returning of people to a country where they are at risk, I would say generally when migrants are coming to Europe asking for asylum, we have generally good procedures. They are not perfect everywhere. There's definitely room for improvement, but I would say generally there's a high level of protection. In relation to the situation when they are here, there is still room for improvement, in particular in relation to access to health, access to education for irregular migrants.
We've seen, obviously, in the last months, even up to this week, the terrible situation of migrants coming on boats from Africa, coming to Europe, coming to islands like Lampedusa. But there seems to be a few grey areas. What I mean by that is we hear about rules that say that, you know, boats can be fined for picking up migrants in the water when they're in trouble. They're afraid they'll be prosecuted if they pick them up.
It's one of those areas that we have highlighted in our report on the maritime borders and again have raised with member states and the EU institutions, that the criminalization of those who assist migrants, for example, at the high sea, is a major barrier for protecting life. When we interviewed a number of fishermen leading up to the report that we released a year ago on the maritime borders, what they told us, a lot of them, was that no, we turn the blind eye to those who are distressed at sea because we are afraid of being prosecuted and, so to say, the act is criminalized. So we need a decriminalization of humanitarian acts. I think we are so advanced that we can actually differentiate between a trafficker and a person who helps another human being who is in a life-threatening situation.
What kind of safeguards are there for migrants with regard to their treatment when they arrive on certain islands in Europe, when they arrive to Europe?
I think the moment they put their feet on the ground, I think generally there is a good level of protection. It's not always that the reception facilities are good, far from there. There's definitely a lot to be done. Where we see the problem is at, so to say, the moment of access, whether it's at the seas, where we have seen very tragic events on in the Mediterranean, but of course also at the land borders and airports, where we see people being pushed back or sent back without a proper procedure. But the moment people enter, so to say, cross the border and have sort of got the possibility to come in either legally or irregularly, then I think the protection is better.
There are obviously some countries in Europe that have been notably affected by the arrival of migrants from nations such as in Africa, countries like Italy who feel with regard to this issue, it's not just their problem, but it's a European problem. So how can there be a coordinated response?
The Commission has worked very hard for a number of years to increase or strengthen the European response. And we had the Mediterranean Task Force, which was established by the Commission after the Lampedusa tragedy in September. And the next step is to implement some of both the legislation, but also the actions that came out of the Lampedusa Task Force. But there's still a way to formulate a European, joint European response, and I would rather say a joint European vision and understanding of how do we see migration for Europe in the future. And without such a broader vision, it may be difficult to find solutions to the more specific problems that we are facing.